Welcome to The Biz with your host, Cleo. Today's guest is Fonz in Belgium, and let's get him on the radio.
How is the mainstream stuff going?
The link system is actually doing pretty well. My traffic's up a bit. It's sales are not what they used to be, but the traffic's up.
It seems that Google Panda stuff update. I saw a slight decrease in the traffic across all my sites, but the sales are still as worse as before that update.
You have that TGP that actually sends some pretty decent traffic.
Yeah, it used to, but I think it also dropped after that Panda update. I don't know what the Panda update really was about, but I see lots of people lost some Google ear traffic after that update. I think my TGP has been affected too, because now it only gets half of the traffic that it got five or 6 months ago. It's smiling pussy at TGP, that you mean?
No, it hurt me at first, but my traffic has steadily come back since. Are you still actively working on your sites, trying to get link trades and stuff going?
Yeah, mainly with link spam, and also some guy from YouPorn works there, is constantly contacting me for trades with these smaller sites. But mostly I do these link spam trades. But yeah, you're the owner of link spam has been MIA for a while now, so I don't know what to think of that.
Yeah, I'm worried about that. I do really well with the link spam. Owner's been missing for a while now.
Yeah, but according to the post on the link spam board, the entire trade system is gonna stay up for forever. But I guess we'll just have to see about that.
Yeah, I have all my links. I have all my links backed up in Link Organizer. So I mean, if it goes down, I still have all my trades.
Yeah, I wanted to buy that here program a while ago, but for some reason I didn't. But I heard it was a pretty decent link trading program. So.
Yeah. It's really excellent. I actually have to buy a second copy for my mainstream stuff.
Mainstream stuff, huh?
You did some mainstream.
Yeah, and I made my first sales last week, and the week before that I made two sales, the whole one of $11 and one of $25, I think.
That's a start. What'd you sell?
These ones were from my woodworking blog, so find woodworkingplans.org. Some guy bought the plans to build bird houses. I don't know why anyone would want to buy that, but because some guy just did so.
Well, if I was going to build a bird house, I'd need plans.
Yeah, I don't think it's that hard to nail four or five planks together. So. And then you gotta drill a hole in it.
You haven't seen me try to work with wood. Trust me, I would need plans.
Yeah. I've seen the pictures of you trimming your backyard trees or front yard.
Yes.
That was a good job. So.
I know how to use a chainsaw.
Okay.
But that's destruction. Can't build anything.
So you could go in a demolition too.
Yeah, I'm really good at destroying things, not so good at building them. But the kind of work you're doing, that's hard work.
Yeah, that's let's say that when I get home, I don't feel the urge to go to the gym anymore. And I'm quite exhausted, to say the least.
So you're not doing much partying these days.
Oh, I used to do the same kind of partying that I did before the job, but now with I did with the kid.
How old's your kid now?
He's 5.5 months or so, and he's turning into a little human that reacts to you and laughs with when I try to do really silly things and stuff. But it's, yeah.
Do you live with the mom?
Yeah, we are living together for about 2 years now. So we have this apartment that I bought before we were put together, but now we are living there, and it's all turning out really, really nice. Yeah, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah, actually, you live at one of the places I'd love to visit someday.
Hmm. Yeah. But when you live in Florida, I think every other place in the world just looks a little ugly. But I don't know. But there's really nothing to see here. But hey, if you want to come over, you're always welcome.
Do a lot of people there speak English?
Oh, English. Most of them are gonna do, yes, because we are between 4 or 5 different languages. So our small little country, not a lot of people speak in Dutch. So yeah, here in Belgium they do, of course, but we are between France and Germany and England, so we all speak a bit of France. French and German and English, so everybody speaks a bit of everything, but not perfect, as you can hear.
Well, your English is very good. You've always spoken it.
Yeah. I started watching English television when I was about, I think 6 years old. With your subtitles, of course, but when I reached the age of 10, I spoke a pretty good amount of English. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. I really could help myself.
So you watched American television shows?
Yeah, I watched most of them. But
what'd you watch?
I liked The True Blood very much, and back in the day, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, when I was 16 years old or so, that was awesome. And Angel and all that crap. That's why I'm a bit of a vampire fan.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. And I must say, it isn't a present to do a radio show right after Champ, because that guy has so much more to tell today.
Well, you know, it's interesting to speak to somebody that, you know, is just working in the business and lives in another country.
Yeah. But Champ lives in another country, in Canada, I think. Not.
Okay.
Yeah, that's almost the same.
How did you get into adult?
Back when I was in a graduate school, I think it's called there.
Mm-hmm.
The thing after high school, one of my friends there started bragging about how he made $400 with promoting porn on the internet. So that was in 1998, I think. So I wanted to know how he was doing that. So he kind of taught me, and I started building AVS sites for a company that fucked most of its affiliates over. AC. I don't know. Did adult check?
Don't check, yes.
Yeah, I made some pretty good money back in the days. As a year student, I made around $2,000 a month. So there weren't many kids who were making that kind of cash back then. But the sites we were I was promoting them was always borrowed Riki contents. So that wasn't too kosher, I think, but mostly these kind of celebrity sites. And as you know, none of that content is really legal.
I see you promoting, I don't know if you still do, I used to see you promoting Foxy Angel a lot.
I think I've been promoting her since 2004, when I first met her in Hollywood at the Internet Miami, and I've been doing really, really well with her actually.
Yeah, I did really well with her myself.
This used to convert about 1 in 400 with me, so that's much, much better than most of the other programs I promote. I even had one guy who canceled his memberships a few months ago, and he had 49 Haribos, so that was the $600+ that sign up, and that was very nice.
Has the dollar has fallen against your money, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, it has fallen a lot. When I started doing this, it was the dollar was worth a little more than the euro, but now it is 1.42 dollars for 1 euro. So that's almost half the cash that I used to make from a euro.
Wow, that must really hurt you.
Yeah, but there are worse things in life when I think adult isn't my main source of income for a few years now, so I got some things to fall your back on.
Like your woodworking blog?
Yeah. I
Yeah.
hope lots of people want to start building birdhouses now, because the birds have way too few space to make babies in us. So
Well, birds need homes.
birds need homes. Yeah, so I also get a wedding speeches blog, but it seems people don't get married anymore. So I better not renew that either domain.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised to see a wedding speeches blog.
Yeah, but the affiliate program that I found the products on, wedding speeches were one of the best converting items there, but probably 1 in 1 or so from the one visitor that they sent.
Yeah, but I think you're right. People don't get married. I mean, you didn't get married.
Not yet, no, but if it was up to the girlfriend, we were married a long time already now. Okay, maybe one day. Who knows? Yeah, but we do got a kid already, so we live in shame.
Do you think you're going to stay with your adult stuff, or do you think you're going to give it up at some point?
That's kind of a difficult question. If it was up to me, I would keep doing this until I made absolutely no money anymore, and I'd probably still be here doing it because I'm used to it now. But the girlfriend isn't that happy
Oh,
with
really?
all that. Mainly because of the kids now. When he grows up, when he's 1 or even 2 years, and he starts realizing what daddy is doing. But of course, I could do it when he sleeps or when he, I don't know what, when he's with a friend. But
Does your girlfriend work?
Yes. She's a teacher in a school for kids younger than they are 12 years old. I'm trying to think of the words. But she has her first day of work here tomorrow. She's been home for 7 months now because of the kid, and she had to rest a bit before before he was born. So that will be a difference.
That's like my partner. She's a school teacher herself.
Yeah, I know. We do have a lot in common. We both promote porn. Our girlfriends are the teachers.
Yes, it's so odd. Yeah, actually, she's the one that writes all the shemale blogs for us.
Yeah, I did read something like that on the other board. Yeah, the board has been pretty quiet the last couple of weeks, if I'm not mistaken.
All the boards have been quiet. Everything's quiet.
Yeah, that will be the summer slowdown that no one wants to admit exists.
Well, the American kids, Florida kids, are already back at school, and then the rest of America goes back to school Tuesday of next week.
Oh, so it's different in every state.
Well, I'm in the South, and that's Florida. I'm not sure if it's the whole South, but for some odd reason, schools here are different than the rest of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
How does school work over there? Is school all year, or do they break for the summer? Or?
We have a 2 month break in the summer, then we have a 2 week break around Christmas, and then another 2 week break around Easter. And between that, and then we have 1 week between blah blah blah, between the summer break and the Christmas break, and 1 week between the Christmas break and the Easter break. There we go. So actually, we have a lot of breaks. But and none of that spring break stuff, and you guys have over there. I've actually been to one of the spring breaks in Cancun.
Oh, yeah?
A few years ago. In Cancun. That really is an American-Mexican inner city.
Yeah, that's supposed to be a beautiful place to visit.
Yeah, but now it's full of busy tourists and hotel watch things. But indeed, when you want to party, it's the perfect place to go to. But I think I left all that stuff behind me now. But you never know.
Well, you know, eventually you're... Is it your son or daughter? What?
It's son.
Son. So eventually your son's going to get older and you'll have time to get out and party again?
Maybe the sun is a good excuse to stop your partying.
You don't want to end up drunk, covered with Cheetos again?
That's another a good piece of advice. Never fall asleep in a webmaster meeting in a room full of adult webmasters, because you end up covered in Cheetos and Sammy. Yeah, especially Sammy.
Well, that's right. Sunny for you had her crotch in your face. I forgot about that.
Yes. Yes, he did. Yeah. Oh, well. It was strange waking up. I remember that. And what the hell is that going on here? And suddenly someone was sitting in my neck. And I was like, who the fuck was it?
There were some good times, though.
Yeah, then there was an entire row of your people with cameras in the front of me. Hi guys, how are you doing? Oh well. Yeah. Lots of people who were there I haven't seen in a long time, actually. Like Linkster. I don't know what happened to Linkster. The Dr. Bizarro?
Dr. Bizarro posts once in a while. He posted about a month ago.
Oh, I must have missed that.
I don't know what happened to Linkster. I know he's still around.
Yeah, I have seen him post a few months ago about his link list being really active. But other than that, he seems to be... Oh, and I see him on Facebook. We sometimes, we play Mafia Wars together.
Okay.
Yeah, the Facebook takes up way too much of my time.
Yeah, I stay away from the Facebook games.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, but an awful lot of people have disappeared.
Raw Alex, whatever happened to him?
I still see him over at the Prano.
Yeah,
he's still, he posts over at Prano every now and then.
Yeah, you know, I forgot what link list he did have. Something with 2x links or something.
Yeah, I don't submit stuff to him anymore, but...
The findpigs.net, right, okay.
I pretty much only submit stuff to people that, you know, I see active on the boards and stuff. And the ones that actually have traffic.
So you don't submit to my link list.
I submit to your TGP.
But the traffic of my link list have just gotten horrible over the last couple of years. It used to do okay, but now it's just... is it really worth not putting in all the effort? But yeah.
You have to put a lot of effort into this stuff, or the traffic just dies.
That's true.
Do you think you're thinking of doing anything new in adult, or just keeping the stuff you have?
Anything new? The last new thing I did was the tube site, but it gets the most this traffic of all my sites, and it has made one sign up I think in the last 2 years. So and I'm thinking that the tube site will be my the chicken with the golden eggs.
I have a tube and it has traffic, but the sales are just non-existent.
No. Well. But I really don't know what new stuff I should be doing now. I think I've tried most of the things I thought I could have succeeded in, and almost all of them failed.
I make most of my sales off of free sites and TGPs.
Yeah, so do I. Mostly either TGP these days. It's been I think 6 months since I made my last free site. Also, I only do the adult stuff about 1 hour a day or so, and that mostly goes to submitting to the TGP and building a few new galleries. But I'm getting lazy, so I mostly resubmit my TGP or the galleries to the places that allow that. Like Champ, I need a Pig Hunter, I need a Pig Hunter. Do you still just submit to the crawl system? Because I read a few years ago that you didn't do that anymore.
What's that? Do I do what?
Do you still either submit your TGP DC galleries to the crawl?
Crawl. I stopped submitting to crawl for quite a while.
Yeah, because of their new layout.
I didn't like the new system. I'm still not crazy about it, but no, I started submitting stuff to crawl again.
I myself also don't like the white page the galleries. They have more ads to their own sponsors than to your sponsors, but I make an occasional sale from them, and they still send some good to the traffic.
Yeah, that's it. This takes me a few minutes to submit the crawl, and I get a sale here and there off it, but I don't like their white pages.
No, but I mainly use it actually. Their this admin as a gallery database. I know it isn't the best data system to do. So I see them, whatever galleries that do I have and when did I last submitted them. And that's where their admin is pretty.
I see your stuff on the Hun every now and then.
Yeah. I think I get listed about 4 or 5 times a month.
Yeah, it still has tons of traffic.
Yeah, I don't make an awful ton of sales from it. Now, the last two galleries, I made that one in the sale apiece. But they were big, nasty dollars in the galleries. I still think they convert the bus. They are one of the best converting programs around these days. This one of the oldest, but.
You have an account with Shrimp? Shrimp?
With a shrimp?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I do. Just a standard gold account.
That's what I have.
So I need to submit one of your TGP this gallery a day and one blog post. And when I find a timer for it, one page of my Tuka site. Because it has shrimp, shrimp.
I always want to say shrimp too. Shrimp.
Yeah, I heard that last week. So yeah, he's the only partner account worth paying for these days. I have to agree with that.
It's the only paid account that I still pay for.
Yeah, no, this. I did the same here. And I also still submit to Tommy's.
Yeah, I haven't. No one's heard from Tommy since this hurricane. I hope he's okay. I think he's over in New Jersey where the flooding is.
Yeah, he had posted on the board a few days ago about someone wanted to take his blog post or something like that. I don't know when. In the program before the hurricane or after. Just clicking around. But he seems like a nice guy, but he isn't very active on the board, so I don't know.
Yeah, it is odd though that he hasn't posted yet. He might not have electricity yet. My nieces are up in that area and they don't have electricity yet. Oops, we lost Jeff. Oh, you're back.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a problem with the internet connection, blah, 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 blah. Okay, now we're back.
How is the internet over there?
No, it's pretty fast. I don't know how it is faster, but we have, when I download the stuff, it's about, the fastest I've ever gone was, gone was 1.5 gigabyte. No, don't lie, 1.5 megabyte I think a second.
Okay.
So that's a little bit better than the 3 kilobyte a second I used to do, back in 98.
Yeah, that's That's about the same as what we get in the United States.
Yeah.
I know some of the countries, like the people in Canada, are always posting how fast theirs is.
There are those speed tests on the internet, but I think they're not that reliable for some reason. But I'm just I trust my the service you're a provider, so my internet service provider. Boy.
Are you doing any blogging besides the mainstream ones?
I have a few other blogs, but they're not really as your personal, like your snorkeling blog. Which I really like, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
But I have few niche porn in your blogs, they're doing okay, but again, I think I must be doing something wrong here with my sales here pitch, because not much sales there either. Well, I have this swinger blog, which gets quite some Google love, but not much love from the paying yourself.
I have a bunch of blogs now, and I get sales here and there, but it's nothing like I get from my other stuff.
Oh, that's true. But they say that the blog traffic is still better than the TGP traffic, but I have yet to see that.
No, the only, Kevin from Medium Pimpin', he seems to do amazingly well with blogs, but I have...
They have 700 blogs or something like that, but still...
Yeah, they said like 700 blogs he has. I have, I think, 50 or something.
Yeah.
It's,
So, you have that other, this cranny inner site now? Or are you a webmaster for that site? This Pamela doll?
I'm sorry, what was that?
So you are engaged in another tranny project now?
Another tranny project?
Pamela Doll, or what's her name?
That's Pamela.
Yeah, Pamela Doll.
Yeah, Pamela, the ultimate pain in the ass flake. She actually lives in my city. Depending on whether she has a boyfriend that week or not, and depending how sober she is, she's...
Oh.
You know, I mean...
Oh, that's nice.
She's a real nice person, and she's pretty, and her site could make a lot of money. She keeps on having everything she owns stolen by boyfriend. She just had a video camera stolen again.
Oh.
She's had her iPad, computer, iPhone... And now her video camera's stolen.
Oh. Yeah, that's, she should pick a boyfriend better, but...
Well, that and maybe... Say, yeah. Maybe not pass out with her stuff all around her.
Oh, yeah. that's another option.
Yeah, I'm really hoping she pulls it together, because she's good content, and she's a real nice person.
Yeah, but if she doesn't this watch out, she could get up recovered in the Cheetos. So, oh well.
I don't know. She's disappeared again. I haven't heard from her in 3 weeks, so she's about due to show up again. Usually, her mom drives her to my front door.
Mm. Yeah, it's like herding cats. How do you say it?
I don't know. Somehow I've become the tranny mother down here.
Mm-hmm.
I got a few that I work with. I got another one that's not very pretty that has a site, Vanessa.
Vanessa. I don't think I've ever...
I don't even promote her. I mean, she's really, really unattractive.
Oh. Yeah, but maybe there's an audience for unattractive trannies. I don't know.
Maybe. Actually, she's getting ready to redo a site redesign. So I may be putting her in my SIG if she redesigns her site. Right now, it's so ugly, I refuse to promote it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they all pay me to do the updates and all that, so it's a few extra bucks on the side.
Yeah, yeah. You've never turned down an extra dollar.
No, never turned down money.
No, yeah, but never say never. Okay.
I don't know. I do miss the old days when we made killer money doing nothing.
Yeah, that's true. So this year, remember doing as much work as I do now now, and I make 50. Oh no, this make $100 discs each day. So now I'm lucky if I make a 500 a month. I know that's very, very little, but still, it's some money, and I like to hang around on the board. So
It's a fun business.
yeah, but I make a lot more, but. Yeah, that didn't we all.
I still make enough money that it's definitely. I wouldn't make this much money doing a regular job. I'm still making pretty decent money, but nothing like I used to make.
I couldn't live off my adult income, but I've been in this business for almost 13 years now, so it's hard to let it go.
Well, I'm still hopeful it might come back. I mean, the business really got bad when the United States got into a recession, and at some point, hopefully, the United States will get out of its recession.
Yeah, but all the this investigation duos are now well, these are predicting a new bank the crisis here, so I don't know if we've ever seen the last of it.
How's the economy there? Is it good or bad?
Here in Belgium, it's pretty good, but we are surrounded by the countries who do a whole lot less, like Greece and Spain and Portugal.
Yeah, they're doing really bad.
What's going on there? Over there exactly, I don't know, but it isn't good.
Well, they're all part of the euro, so that
Yeah.
affects all of you.
Yeah, this affects all of us. So that isn't a good thing. But maybe one of the good things is that the euro will get even with the dollar again, and this adult income will raise with, let's say, 45%. But that would be nice.
Yeah, that's well, I don't know about the rest of the United States, but here in South Florida, the economy is definitely getting much better.
Yeah.
And so I think we're nearing the end of our recession. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, our season's coming up, economy's improving. I'm really hopeful that things pick up. This last week, sales have been actually very good for me.
Oh.
I mean, August was a terrible month, but
Yeah, I have to agree with that.
awful, but I don't know what happened, but starting like about 4 days ago, all of a sudden sales have just been coming in. I'm hoping it continues.
Yeah, and probably the end of the month, where everybody gets paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And usually the middle of the month is best for me.
Really haven't tracked my stats down like that when is when, but I don't think I make enough sales to really see a steady line in it.
Well, you do need to have to work on your stuff more.
Yeah, I know.
I know it's hard with the sun and demolition work and, but it's the main thing is to build.
Build, and keep building.
Yeah, and building free sites, which you don't do anymore, that that
It
generates good
helps.
traffic.
No, it doesn't. According to that Daisy chick, who
Oh.
just yes.
Yeah, well, I can tell you my own free sites generate a lot of traffic.
Mainly that do, but I was referring to one of the threads on the board. That well, wait, this what was it? That one-year girl who keeps posting stuff about problems, these problems that are bad.
Actually, I thought there was a guy posting that, but yeah, that's posting how to get rich an adult.
Same girl name here, so but I did assume it was a boy. Oh well. I don't think he's gonna be Greeny's best girlfriend.
No.
Like reading that.
It's what's his name, Dizzy or something?
I always you read it as a Daisy,
Daisy, the Daisy, a
but
Dizzy, Dizzy Daisy.
Dizzy Daisy probably. And probably when she writes her newbie webmaster tutorial, she's a bit dizzy. Yes.
Don't know. That's well, there's lots of ways that people try to make a few bucks in this business. No, that's unique what he's doing. Oh, she, he. I think it's a he.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
Maybe he, she, book, okay, blah, blah. Never mind. Daisy, sorry. That reminds me of Kostuivelje. Yeah, that's been a long time since we've seen her. But I'm Kostuivelje. You always call her Stuveltje or something like that?
I never could figure out how to pronounce her name. Yeah, she's disappeared.
Yeah. She used to you did contact me on the ICQ, and then we spoke Dutch to each other, and our Dutch was much better than our English. That's a fact.
Yeah, she was the Dutch Chinese.
Yes. Oh well.
I always liked her posts.
Yeah. Always long posts.
Long post, very hard to read her English. Your English is great on the boards.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're me. No, it's I write better than I speak it, because I have a lot more time to get a thing then.
Well, I can understand you. But yeah, your English, I'd never know you had an accent looking at your English on the boards.
Oh, I do make many mistakes when I write.
I'm American, I make lots of mistakes when I write.
Yeah, that's one more thing when I see free site this is a bit from an American. I always did wonder. Sometimes I wonder where the fuck did he. Did you learn to write English? Because it's horrible, sometimes how the Native Americans are Indians, so no, that's not right. How people who live in the United States could write so bad, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's well, you know, it's American schools. They're not, you know, it's not the best.
Yeah, you have the same here in Belgium. If you see how some of your people write this one, what the fuck? They are just write it down as they speak it, and you think it's correct. So.
Well, listen, it's been great having you on the show.
Yeah, lots of useful information being shared.
Yes. We're going to get rich off this radio broadcast.
Yes.
Lots of tips. Do demolition in your spare time.
Oh, and if you want to be the number one on your Google, just buy the number one site there. For that your keyword. Okay, so that's my last tip.
There you go. Anyway, thanks for being on the show.
Okay, thanks for having me, and I hope to see you
on the boards.
someday. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Well, that was Fonz, and interesting conversation. I thank you all for coming to the show. There'll be another one next week, and this concludes our show for this week. Bye now.